Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love medicating.
The presenting sponsor of Doug Loves Movies is OCB Rolling Papers. French kiss Mother Nature with OCB. Enjoy the show.
This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from March Sadness with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, March 28th, 2021. And my guests today are... Oh, my God. I'm going to try to do it. Hemda Jalili from Keith and the Girl. And... this is another hard one, to be honest. No, it's not. Jessica Michelle Singleton. Hello, ladies.
Hi, hello, gentle good sir.
Crack up on her name. People mess my name up, too. They just put other really white girl names in the middle. They're like, Jessica Nicole. But hi. Hi, everyone.
Well, of course, Hamda's on the Keith and the Girl podcast and is the girl on the podcast because of her legendarily difficult to pronounce name, which is not that hard to pronounce at all. And we discussed that before the show, and I feel more comfortable than ever saying it. And she is our current champion returning to this show after winning last week.
Yep, completely ridiculous, and you should check on your games because they're rigged somehow. That should never have happened, but it's so good to be here again.
Well,
oh, you know, because I feel the same way about when I won. I was like, well, this should not have happened.
Well, that's what I was about to say. It's a real grudge match today because also joining us is Jessica Michelle Singleton, and she won on a bonus episode a few weeks back, about a month back. And so I haven't figured out exactly how that works yet. So I invited her to come back a few episodes later. and so here we are with what's turned out to be a real Womano situation because... Yeah. A dude that was going to be the third guest on the show today has, for whatever reasons, hopefully nothing terrible, not reached out yet.
That's okay because now this
our
is
odds are higher,
and it's a champion off. Jessica's yes. A champion. I'm a champion now. Like this is it. It has become a bracket situation.
Yeah. No, we're really going to settle this thing. And he was just going to get in the way. But yeah, that being said, he's a sweetheart, and I love having him on the show. So if and when if Bobby Moynihan does show up, we will, you know, allow him to participate in the proceedings. But it's starting to feel like he might not show up at all. And through no fault of his own, I'm sure something came up or he forgot. Because also, as we were discussing before we rolled tape today, it's okay for people to forget things during these times.
Yeah, I forgot to wear pants for the last 4 months.
Yeah, Jessica, I see you all the time with no pants on. I'm like, how do you do this? Why is this happening? But no, I don't see you. But that's because we're doing the right thing, and everybody's staying apart. Isn't it funny though when you do a comedy show and socially distance? There's other comedians that just they don't care.
Oh, it's disgusting. I had one I did the Rose Bowl on Friday, and the backstage was like just. So a couple of people acting like slobs. I was like, well, I'm not going to shake your hand. Get away from me. Put that thing away. I was reacting as if they had pulled out their dick. Just like, don't extend your hand at me.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, it's just true of the populace in general. Is a lot of people are just like, do not care, or have convinced themselves they shouldn't care. I don't know what's really going on there.
Go not care away from me.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it, is it's really not hard to keep the social distancing up, you know, because if a person doesn't want you within 6 feet of them, what business do you have being there, you know?
I've never seen people want to get spit on so much. It's amazing. Like, for so long, people are trying to keep in their own space, or maybe I've lived in New York City for so long, but now it's just, how come I can't? I'm like, this whole time you were hoping for this in a way. You were hoping to get your space in the backstage or in the show or whatever. Let's just mellow out.
I agree.
Yeah, mellow out.
My hair.
Although it is sad to not pass the joint. That's the saddest thing.
Yeah, yeah. That was hard. They had like a Puffco thing at the show I did, which is like computer level bong, and there was a couple people sharing it, and I was
sharing,
like, no.
Yeah, wow, that's wild. Like Puffco could bring in just a bunch of Puffcos and everybody have their own.
Well, that's what they did. There was there were plenty for everyone, and then
okay, good. So I take that back, Puffco.
That's not fair. What I should say is I saw people trying to pass it, and it was like, come on. I don't know. There wasn't a ton of people passing them, but
it's like a reflex, you know, yeah. that people just try to pass.
I mean, you could take the condoms that are, you know, available for you at the bars, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to put it on when you get home.
There's condoms at bars. Wow.
Oh, is that New York also?
Yeah, I'm just like it's insane how diligent and judgmental I am about masks. If you know my history with condoms, it's like, all right, let's not throw stones, okay?
Well, like I said, if Bobby shows up, we'll welcome him. We'll we're saving a seat for him.
Elijah.
Yeah, exactly. They made a last night on SNL. Martin Short made an Elijah joke. In a Passover sketch, and it did not. Nobody liked it. It just got. I mean, it wasn't really a hard. It wasn't going to be a big laugh, no matter what. But for some reason, they just passed on that one. They're just like, okay.
They passed on that one.
I guess maybe because, you know, once they were talking about the door being open, maybe it was everyone kind of thought, oh, Elijah, I get it, and then he said it, so maybe that was why it wasn't particularly funny to people, but. It was a weird sketch in general, because he was supposed to be Vice President Doug Emhoff. And those makeup wizards at SNL cannot make Martin Short look like Doug Emhoff. No, it's not happening. You know, they just kind of combed his hair neater than he normally has it. So we got two champs, two veterans of this program. Who are here for your listening pleasure. And I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everybody every show lately. And I don't care who goes first. You can work it out amongst yourselves. But do you have a movie to recommend?
Hem, do I you go first?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Heavenly goes first.
I have Heavenly Creatures, which I don't know how I found it. It must have just come on TV because it's pretty obscure for the main actresses as a movie. It's when Kate Winslet, I had to write down their names because I'm so bad at names. Kate Winslet and Melanie Lynskey, who were teenagers, who were outcasts and found each other and became really close, like so close that it was suspicious. And it's based on a true story. And I don't want to give away the ending or anything, but they go into this magical universe that they create on their own. And this was based on the diaries that were found by the women that we're talking about.
Whoa. It's called Heavenly Creatures. I'm writing this down.
Yeah. That was a good one. It's kooky, but like also dramatic and weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it being, you know, more fun in the beginning and dramatic on the back end.
Oh yeah. 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 It gets dramatic. Yeah. and also like psychologically, you know, weird, and like it shows the times that people were in, like they just considered like if you had homosexual feelings, you were psychotic and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay, so it's like a period piece. That's really...
Well, period piece is giving it a lot, but sure.
It's just in the past.
It's not, yeah, it's not this period.
Yeah, turns out things weren't as good not too long ago.
Nope.
Where does it take place?
I am the worst. I want to say England. I want to say English,
wanna say
with
Australia.
An accent.
I want to say Australia.
We can say that.
I do that all the time with those accents.
Or unfortunately, possibly New Zealand. But the reason I say this is because I think it was an early... didn't Peter Jackson direct it? The Lord of the Rings dude?
That sounds like information that I should know.
Oh, you know, we go through this on your show. For those that haven't heard it, Hamda and Keith play a really fun game where she describes movie trailers and Keith and as much as a bunch of people competing against him, and he'll still win, try to guess what movie she's describing. And it's so much fun. Like, and you're so willing to play along and have that lack of knowledge and then try to describe a trailer. And sometimes you're right too. Sometimes you're like, I think that's Bruce Willis. And then turns out, yeah, that was Bruce Willis.
Well, I see it the same way. Like, I went to yeshiva for a long time, and sometimes I don't remember anything Jewish, and I'm so satisfied by that. I'm like, yes, I made room for other stuff. So when I don't know the actor's name or who they are, I'm like, yes, I could really watch the movie with these characters and not their backstory from their real life.
I love that when it's so like you're so good, you can kind of disconnect. You're not being like, oh, the diehard guy is here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of the trouble with movie stars, you know, whereas like there's lots of great actors out there that someone in your case doesn't, you have the excuse of not knowing who they are because they do appear different every time and you just enjoy the characters.
Yeah,
and don't
yeah.
necessarily link them together. Like a Philip Seymour Hoffman, you probably never knew his name, but always enjoyed him when you saw him.
That's so funny because Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ed Norton are the two favorites. And that is because I've found their name out because I'm like, every time I see this face, it morphs into whatever character they want me to see. And I think that is incredible. And I know nothing about them except their characters. And it is a thrill to watch them.
Yeah, well, Philip Seymour Hoffman is the greatest at that. As a movie lover, I've seen enough Edward Norton that there's a lot of times where Edward Norton's not, you know, not so different, but still a great actor, though, nonetheless. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, Heavenly Creatures.
That's great. I agree about Edward Norton, Hemda, because every time I watch a movie with him, I have to go, who's that guy? Like that. I'm also just, I think I'm bad. I've embarrassed myself meeting celebrities and they say their name and I'm like, oh, you're a huge celebrity. And I just introduced myself. Like you're just standing here.
I've done that. I went to a friend's party and I met this guy and I'm like, you look, you know, what do you do? And he's like, I'm an actor. And I'm like, oh, I think you might look familiar. And a few people chuckled and I'm like, yeah, okay. He's like,
did you ever find out who it was?
No, because I don't know how to describe people. Like, once I get home, I'm like, this famous guy was there, but I don't know why. Like, so, yeah, he looked familiar, like a lot of people do.
Yep. Been there.
Yeah, so Heavenly Creatures is directed by Peter Jackson. It's one of his early films, so it has some of his kind of, like, interesting, fun camera work and stuff. Like, it's a, you know, I always remember enjoying it. And Melanie Lynskey and especially Kate Winslet, both of them have been, you know, very active ever since. So that's always interesting when two young performers are in a movie and they both go on to, you know, continue to be great actors.
Yeah, I saw Melanie Lynskey has been in a lot of comedic films, right? And with...
Yeah, she was even on like Two and a Half Men for a while.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she's versatile. okay, so what about you, Jessica? Do you have something you could recommend?
I do, but it's been out for a tiny bit, and I feel like every time I recommend a movie, it really highlights my arrested development and the fact that I'm an overgrown child. But I watched Soul, and I don't know, it's a classic Pixar fuck you up feelings movie. So,
ooh, fuck you up feelings movie. I like that genre. Like,
here's the thing is with Disney Plus, this is actually on my mind. It's bothering me. With you can watch old like episodes of the Muppet Show on this is how much of a fucking child I am as I've gone this deep to have a rant about it, but they've been putting disclaimers at the top of old episodes like some stuff here might offend you, but we've decided to keep it because, you know, 2021 and people get offended. But no warning that you're going to like cry to the point of defecating yourself watching a Pixar movie at the beginning. Like, not even, don't watch it if you just had someone die. My God.
Wow, what a review. I shat myself. That's great.
I'm a sensitive
soul. Yeah. Career goals. Please shit yourself to me. That's great. Yeah.
I'm sure.
But, you know, but I love the movie. So I just recommend you just wear your, you know, pants you're going to throw out anyway.
Yeah, put on your brown pants and get.
Yeah. Put on your brownest pants and go and enjoy the movie.
Have some chili while you're at it.
Yeah.
A couple of things here are a couple of my thoughts about Sal is that that's what what's his name, Morgan called the movie Soul when it won a Golden Globe a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. And I was like, how did you mess that the word soul up?
And not only mess it up, but just he committed harder to that than Travolta committed to Adele Dazeem. Like, yeah. he really just yelled Sal.
Well, it's like sometimes when you're fucked up, you just fucked up.
I mean, that was a good one. that was like they hired his character from 30 Rock to
from
come.
30 Rock.
Be
that's,
a presenter.
Like, that's Tracy Jordan right now.
Yeah, it's not Tracy Morgan.
You realize he was just playing himself. You're like,
oh yeah.
No, brilliant.
No, I loved it. It'd be funny to be on that set where he's known for just not saying his lines, saying outrageous shit. Then they give him outrageous lines and he still doesn't say those and says other outrageous things.
Like, why are we writing for him? Just hold up a card, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, just have him show up and start talking and let's go. he's so funny. So anyway, but the things I feel about Soul are this. Jamie Foxx gives an incredible voice performance in that movie because it never feels like you're listening to Jamie Foxx at all.
Yeah,
but you know it's him. You can tell that it's him, but he's playing a character.
Yes.
And he does such a good job. Because when I first saw that Jamie Foxx was voicing that character, I was like, well, why do they have such a dumpy guy and they hired Jamie Foxx, you know? And then is he going to overplay it? But no, it's beautiful. It's just perfectly done. And, but also the movie just kind of lost me on, you know, these movies where there's like kind of rules that are set in place. And then there's this a person that comes along that's so special that they question that they wonder why they have to ride that elevator up.
And he's the only one that's ever done that.
You know, he's the one, I'm not going up there. It's just, you know what I mean? Like it's, and I get it. Like it, people that refuse to do things, they are special. Cause now I'm realizing him not wanting to go to heaven is very similar to Rosa Parks, and that he was standing up for his right to, you know, continue to live. If they could let him continue, that's the other thing. If they can let you continue to live, why do you have to go?
Yeah, like if that was a thing that he could always go back, why is it an ordeal? That makes sense. Well, now you've ruined my joy.
Sorry,
Doug.
Sorry. I just thought
fancy movie brain.
Well, I just don't like it when a rule gets broken. Like I'll go back to Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. I love that movie. I think it's brilliant. But at the end, he's the guy that goes, "Well, I love this woman that's going to heaven, and I'm supposed to go to wherever he was going, purgatory or something. I love her so much. I'm just going to escape and go with her." And it works.
And you're like, oh, the whole time you could have just done that.
Yeah. But also why are there all these strict rules in place? And this one guy can come along and do that.
That's so funny. Now I just view it as like, I mean, it's just formulaic movie, you know, you just go like
at the end. Yes.
Then they don't do the thing they're supposed to do and bam, buy it. Give us money. Green light it. Come on.
Yeah. And I'm sure that was a studio note for him to succeed in the end because, you know, his movies are rather bleak. I mean, one's just all about people who are dead sitting around eating spaghetti waiting to go to the next level.
That's just Earth, right?
Yeah, that's what it is now. Yeah, I've been wanting to rewatch that movie, but it feels like now might not be the time.
You're like, it's too sad.
But I watched, Lost in America, one of his other classics, and that movie has a really strange structure to it, but it's still got some amazing stuff in there. So it's Heavenly Creatures versus Soul.
A lot of heaven.
What'd I say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said it's a lot of heaven themes.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. Because we're angels.
Yeah. Right. You said it. You jumped in so fast, like it was a game. Like I was waiting to see which one of you would spot the heavenly connection first.
But she should get a point for that.
Exactly. But
you don't
want to
do that. I need all the points I can get.
Those two movies are going to go head to head on the Douglas Movies Twitter account, and we'll see what the listeners have to say, or the occasional weirdo that follows that on Twitter but doesn't listen to the show. All right. Which I'm now realizing could be a thing. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. No flipping.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. And it's time for the BO report. I just got a new brand of deodorant, so I'm hoping for the best. This has been the BO report. Actually, the movie Nobody, this the new Bob Odenkirk film, is number one at the box office, way ahead of everything else, with $7 million. It had a pretty big marketing budget. I got to go to a really fun screening of it a couple of nights ago at Universal Studios in LA. And I loved it. I thought it was so much fun. It's very violent, but it's economical. It's only 90 minutes long. And if you're into, you know, interesting and different kinds of kills, it's a lot of fun. It's also a little stressful because there's a lot of gunplay in it, and guns are kind of, you know, just kind of a weird thing in general right now to have to deal with.
Wow. So, if you're interested in different kinds of kills, mm-hmm. that's a category of people.
Yeah. There's people that, I mean, they'll just love this movie in general if they like different kinds of kills, but you know, there's the people that like those things 'cause they, you know, they enjoy making, you know, they want to build those things themselves. So that, of course, scares me. But then there's also people like me. It's just like, you know, I've seen so many people die in movies that, like, when they come up with inventive ways, it gets very, you know, Home Alone. But
yeah, you need a variety of violence.
But the violence is real, you know, but it's there's I've said too much. But anyway, it is it does have a very high kill count. And so that's a way of saying to people, if you like that sort of thing, great. If you don't, it's something to avoid. But I enjoyed it very much. And yeah, that's the box office report.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Cool. Now it is time for a new game that we haven't played on the show before. And I'm so excited about it. I, you know, and I planned it all out for a three guest situation. It looks like we can close the old Elijah door
and just drink his wine.
Yeah. Let's put his wine. It's getting drafty in here. Okay. So, but I think it'll work fine with two players. It just might be more likely end up in a tie, which how delightful would that be if you ended up in a tie today? I think you're, you know, already getting along so well, and we could just have you back another time and then, you know, just throw in some random dude. All right. This new game is called Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Today's show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world, has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently great sesh time after time. In perfect harmony with sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, virgin, organic hemp, bamboo, and come in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their own paper from their mill in Avion to the factories they own in France, with all fibers and packaging materials sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius, and the always sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. OCB introduced the world to the first natural rolling paper crafted with pure French-grown organic hemp from the fields in Champagne, France. Organic hemp by OCB are eco-conscious and easy does it. This very slow-burning paper is also one of the strongest, most sustainable on Earth. Looking to be thoughtful without overthinking it, OCB organic hemp really does the trick. The papers are unbleached, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even-burning, responsibility harvest, honest, no-tier, GMO-free, and vegan. Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get 4 booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20, limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram, OCBUSA, to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 plus to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
All right, here we go. It's time for Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers. The idea of this game is to test Jessica and Hemda at how many movies can you name that are in the filmography of any one particular thespian.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
I know. I
think we all know. We heard what happened at the beginning of this podcast. We're so screwed.
Well, see, that's why this game is first in the show, because it really, the second game is the one that really matters in determining the winner, because I knew this would be a difficult game. And but let's see which one of you, it's going to be interesting. You'll listen to the rest of how this works, because it's the two of you going up against each other. I think you both have a great chance at it, because you both feel so
I like that your coach worried. Style, like amping us up, like you
hey,
guys
in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey guys, we're not taking score this time, so you just, we're all winners. We're all gonna get a trophy. It's gonna be okay.
Listen, OCB Rolling Papers wants a really positive vibe around this game.
Only positive vibes.
Yes.
So don't be negative. Just try. So okay. I'll name an actor. Okay, and then Hemda's up first. She has to name the number of movies that you think you can name that person is in. So you could open, your starting bid could just be one if you want. You could just say, I could think of one movie that person was in. Then I go to Jessica and say, do you want to challenge Hemda to name that many movies, or can you name more? And the
honestly,
other thing to keep in mind.
Can we just wrestle in Jell-O and forget?
Yeah, that seems a lot easier, to be honest.
There's normally a 60-second time limit, but I think, you know, that's when we have show-offs on here that are going to say I could name 30 names or something. So
torture. 60 seconds of silence, and us going, I don't know, maybe What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Ooh, good one.
Movie I know.
Okay, we got this, Doug. We got this. We're rolling with it. We're excited.
Yes.
I love it. So we'll start, like I said, with Hemda, and the actor's name is, it's not going to be all men, but this first one is.
Sure.
Are you apologizing preemptively? You're good. You may proceed.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, Lord, I should know this. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
You can also sort of bluff at this stage and, you know, think about it a little more while Jessica's bidding.
Oh, here's the thing. Now everything has gone blank. Like, I see him in scenes. I know the scenes, but all I can say is Freaks and Geeks. And that's not a movie. So that's good. So I'm going to say one, and maybe by the time it comes around to me, I can find one in my head.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Jessica, you can either, you can bid 2, 3, 4, however many you want, but it sounds like you have her over a barrel in the sense that you could just say, go ahead and name it. There might not have been enough time gone by for her to think of a Seth Rogen movie.
I'm going to say 3. I'm coming in big.
All right. So I feel like I know where this is going. So Hemda, you can challenge Jessica. She has to name three. If she doesn't, you get the point. And if she does, she gets the point.
What if I can describe four of them, but not know the name of them?
That's a different game on a different show.
Okay.
I'll be happy to come back and play that game again.
Okay. I'm going to let Jessica have it and dare you to name three movies. Although I think, you know, I know that people listening are like, this is ridiculous. And
yeah,
it is.
Like you losers.
It is.
Seth Rogen.
I just want you all to know that I think I speak for Jessica when I say we know we're wrong. We are the wrong ones. And we support the arts, but in just different ways than you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm also now realizing that this was, for me, probably this actor was my biggest chance at even get. Like, now some more ideas are rolling in. I'm like, he's going to come out with some serious actress. And I'm going to be like, I don't even know who that is. Okay. I'm going to name them.
Okay.
Knocked Up.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say
could you go?
Three?
Could you go more?
I could go more. Wait, I could go more. Okay.
Funny you don't need people. To rub it in.
Funny People. The Green. There was a green superhero guy. Green
Murder.
Hornet. Is what I just said. Hornet. The Green Hornet. Horny.
Yeah, he'd more be in the Green Horny in the beginning of his career.
Yeah, that sounds more. Oh, he was. What was that? I watched that movie where he comes back. He like is a pickle guy.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
What's the one where
pickle?
American Pickle.
The one where he makes a porno. The one where it's the end of the world.
Oh, man, those are like literally what it's called too, right? Zach,
yeah.
Can make a
that's
porno?
What's so funny about it is you're like just describing them, but the titles do too. This is the end, and Zach and Miri make a porno.
I was close.
Yeah, no, you were nailing it just by describing what happens. Seth really likes to put the title up there that really lets people know what's going on.
Well, my third one was going to be the one where she gets pregnant, but Jessica said Knocked Up.
the one
where she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Seth, well, I'd be happy to name your next film if you need some help with that. Thank you.
I am with that. You should have a movie called Two Women Who Don't Know Movies. That's
you did great, Jessica. It's 1 point for you. All you got to do is, repeat that. But
all that stress for 1 point? My God, I'm not going to survive. All right.
I'm telling you, this isn't even the game that determines the winner today.
Thanks, OCB Rolling Papers.
Just the more we mention them, the happier they'll be. Hamda.
Yes.
She pronounces the CH differently. How many Cher movies do you think you can name?
Cher, the films? Movies?
The films of Cher.
Okay, I'm going to start with one, just to be fun.
Okay, but you know one, right? She doesn't act a ton. Like, she's, probably only got like a dozen titles, maybe five or six memorable ones.
I think I only know one. Crap.
What?
What do I do? Do I have to force her? Can I lie? What do I say?
Well, that's the strategy, is having to.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have asked.
No, I'm happy to say that you either challenge her, yeah, and she sounds like she doesn't know one yet, or you say two and then see what Hamda does from there.
I'm gonna say name the movie. Name a movie that she was in.
Me?
Yes.
Yes. Mermaids. I love her.
Yay.
And there's also, is it Moonstruck? And there's the one where that guy had a face.
Oh, Jessica,
that guy
you just
had a
got
face.
Burnt so hard.
Cher, I'm sorry. I love her music videos. Do those count?
Yes.
Is she in Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
God damn
it. I mean, if you could turn back time, you would have said
Ear Fox Pie.
You would have said Mask or Silkwood or Burlesque. Or
Burlesque.
Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. she's been in some movies. Silkwood, did I say Silkwood? Okay.
Is she in The Witches of Eastwick?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cher, I let you down. My good friend, Cher.
She has super high standards, so you never had a chance.
You're right. No, not even. She wouldn't even make eye contact with me.
But Mermaids is a great movie. Great movie.
Really? I got to see Mermaids.
Yeah, young Winona Ryder and young Christina Ricci.
Mm-hmm. I love Christina Ricci. I love Winona Ryder, too. I just like Christina Ricci. Mwah, one of my favorites.
Well, you should see her when she was even before Wednesday, I think, or maybe around the same time. You're tied up 1 point apiece.
Oh, man.
In this game called Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
OCB did it for me.
All right. Now, there's been a clue kind of thrown out there already that could be helpful. Yeah, uh-oh is right. Jessica gets to start. The films of Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh,
okay.
That white gold. Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't even know enough to know if what you just said is a clue.
It's just a Bruno Mars lyric. He sings about how awesome Michelle Pfeiffer is.
He calls her, I mean, what a woman. Listen, no one is going to be happy about me starting this round like this, but I'm going to say one.
I think that's a strong, smart opening bid.
Okay.
Kimba, what do you think?
I'll say two. I'm going to go for it because it's going to come to me.
Is it going to come to you right now? Because I can do three. I think I can do three.
Wow. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I can do three, but no, because I'm thinking I could see her in the movies, but I'm going to give it to you, Jessica. Three it is.
Okay. All right. I can do this.
Okay.
She was in. I Am Sam.
Yes.
And there's so many more. I'm just trying to choose because I know all of them.
That one should be so much further down on the list.
I don't know why my brain has a Rolodex of very obscure movies. Batman.
That's the one I had.
One of the Batmans. Batman Returns.
That is correct.
Boy, wow. Phew. I have a nerd podcast and I shouldn't have had to guess. I should have known. That's the one I should have known.
Yeah, she's in some other nerdy stuff.
Oh, is she? I don't know. Was she in?
People are throwing their devices across the room.
I know. I know all of her movies. I'm just building suspense. What Lies Beneath?
Yes, yes. What Lies Beneath is correct.
Wasn't she in Grease?
Grease 2.
And in the movie with the Coolio song and.
Yeah. Dangerous Minds.
Yes.
One okay. Fine Day.
Yes, with Clooney.
For some reason, and I think it's just the like 90s, they're not, I kept picturing Meg Ryan movies. I kept wanting to do, even though they're, you know, very different, I kept wanting to be like, you've got mail. I'm like,
but more recently she was she was in Hairspray and she was that classic movie, The Fabulous Baker Boys. She was great in that. And now she's part of the MCU. She's
she's in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is all news to me. So I'm really happy for her.
I'm happy for her too, because she vanished in the snap, but then they turned it around, so the everybody came back. So I'm sure she's going to be fine in the next installment of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh man, yeah, that's also just good for her being a lady in Hollywood and just keeping her career. Take that, whatever.
Well, I'm convinced
about being a lady in Hollywood.
Thank you. I am convinced that this. This game, Rolling With It, is a brand new classic, and I appreciate the two of you helping me work it out for the first time. And we will play it again on the show soon. But whoever wins today, the good news is that we will not play that game on the next show.
Because you know better.
The deal is that we have a certain number of shows we're going to play it in. It doesn't have to be everyone. But after the break, we're going to play that game I was telling you about, the one that's going to really matter in determining today's winner. And we'll do that after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back with another game and an exciting conclusion. With Hamda and Jessica Michelle Singleton. Whew. Let's play Weird Algorithm.
Oh no.
It would be so fun if there was like a sting from Eat It or something would come in right there when I said that. I know we're not that kind of show, but that would be so fun. We played Weird Algorithm with Weird Al recently. So you're playing a game that's, I wouldn't say he approves of it, but
he consented to it.
He participated in it without fussing or fuming.
You haven't gotten a cease and desist from him. So that's a
no, boy, that would have been terrible if I said, let's play Weird Algorithm with Weird Al. And he went, you can't play it at all. I've spoken to my lawyer. Here's how Weird Algorithm works. The IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, has a weird algorithm to determine popularity of everybody whose name you would look up on IMDb. So what I found out is that when you click on any particular movie, you can hit a button that refines the cast list in order of their popularity according to IMDb at the time that you click on it. It's constantly changing. The news has a lot to do with when somebody's popular. When people die, that makes them spike on the popularity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a movie that hopefully both of you know. And
not likely.
I'm talking classic movies. And then each of you get to guess who you think would be the most popular person from that movie according to this algorithm. And then if you guess somebody that's third highest billed, you get 1 point. For second, you get two, and for first, you get three. So that's what you're gunning for, is just naming the top person. The most popular. And okay. So I'd like to start, and I'll also just openly discuss it with you. You can discuss it with each other. You can share an answer, but strategically, then that's going to result in a tie. but there are three rounds, and we take turns going first, starting with the winner of the last game. That's really all you won from winning that last game. But
oh, man,
it could be helpful.
Everyone down right now.
But Jessica, the motion picture is Alien, which of course starred Sigourney Weaver as a crew member of the ill-fated Nostromo. And she was, of course, played Ripley. and the cat's name was Jonesy. So, all that being said, who do you think?
Well, I don't want to be this person, but all I remember from that movie is being traumatized by the scene with the, everyone knows the scene. I'm not going to
Yeah. the scene. The chest buster.
Look, this is a cop. I'm just going to say Sigourney Weaver. And is it because I can't remember anyone else in the movie? Maybe. Or maybe I just have a lot of faith in her. How about that?
It's a real crew of character actors besides her. And strangely, she was, I dare say, yeah, I was, she's the only actor in the movie I was completely unfamiliar with when I saw it. And of course, now you could say she's the biggest star.
Doesn't always mean the algorithm's going to put her at the top.
Exactly. Movie. That's what's weird about it.
Is Lizzo in the movie? Or someone who's really popular right now? I'm going Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. No, these some of these people are really popular right now.
Everyone who's listening is cringing because I literally, all I can see when you say alien is that scene and me being like, ah, no.
Yeah. You're like, oh, stop.
Turn it off. Yeah.
Stop the John Hurt. Because that's the name of the gentleman that yep, things okay. pops out of. Hamda, what do you think?
I think I should see myself out and just be, you know, in shame for like 10, 15 minutes or so and then just be back. I have no idea. I've never seen this movie. I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen it and I don't know the actors. So I'm going to go with... At some point, Tom Cruise was like in every movie, right? So
I love that. I was going to say Jeff Goldblum. So I like your strategy.
Oh, but I couldn't remember his name. I thought he might be in it, but he's
I don't know if he is. Right? Don't take that as a guess.
It seems like, but I can't tell if I'm mixing up movies. Am I allowed to steal?
This is like the opposite of how my show usually goes. Usually the guests want to tell me way more than I want to know. That's actual information, not just guesswork. But
now everyone listening is like, how did these women end up on a podcast about movies?
Well, also you're two returning champions, by the way.
That is so what has happened. This is what happens when we let women compete.
That's on me. Yeah, that's the trouble with women. I tried to help out. But real quick, Hamda, you could share Sigourney Weaver if you want, or you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, or you could do your bold Tom Cruise bid. and then Jessica, you have a chance to change yours to, what was the one you said?
I'm not.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
That was okay. Just... All right. Hot 90s.
We're sticking with Sigs.
Is this a 90s movie? Was this the 80s? I don't even know. I just remember crying.
Yeah, it was like 80, I think.
Maybe 70s. Late 70s.
Yeah, late 70s. Wow. So you're going to lock in... Jessica's locked in on Sigs. And
so I can go... train.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Was Jeff Bloom in it? I'll say Jeff Blue, but I feel like that's
no, he's not
rude.
In. He's not in it.
He's not. In it. So she's fucking with me. Okay, smart move.
No, she isn't.
No, I wasn't fucking with you. I was saying
he was guessing too.
Aside from the person he literally named in the description, I know as little as you do. That's all I was saying. Is that I liked your strategy of who's in a lot of movies.
I wish that I could just find any other actor in my head right now. It's not gonna be Ed Norton.
But you can't lose if you go with Sigourney Weaver because you'll just end up with whatever points it's worth that Jessica will also get.
Then Sigourney Weaver.
Great strategy.
Thank you. Thank you for giving it to me. Great coaching. You're welcome.
The guy who had burst out of his chest, that's the great John Hurt who died recently. He's number five. Harry Dean Stanton is number four, another great character actor who's actually yes. been on this show. Tom Skerritt was number three. He's that guy that usually has a beard and coaches a hockey team or some shit and things.
Never would have guessed and that guy.
I was close. Right? I said Tom. Okay.
Oh yeah, you did. You did get a Tom. And Tom Skerritt and Tom Cruise worked together in Top Gun around, you know, only a few years later. Sigourney Weaver's number two.
Woo,
on the
we
list.
Did it.
Yeah. You each get 2 points for that. And
so well earned.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
Number one, because he just passed away a few days ago, a terrific actor by the name of Yaphet Kotto.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, R.I.P. Yeah, Yaphet Kotto.
He's the only person of color on the ship in Alien, and but a very good actor. He's in a ton of movies. He was a bad guy in a James Bond movie called Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
You mean to tell me Yaphet's not white? Hmm. Learning a lot today.
All right. 2 points each. So you're both killing it. This is going great.
I mean, we're just, what are we, movie buffs?
Yeah, clearly. Jessica, you got to go first again.
I get to go first again? Okay.
All right, let's let Hamdi, you go first this time. Because that's actually how it's supposed to go. Thank you for correcting me, Jessica. The film is 22 Jump Street. Starring Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, and also including somebody who we already mentioned once on the show today.
Oh, I know him.
Who would you like to go with?
Okay.
Kemda?
I think the number one would be Channing, because he's in those, you know, fake dirty movies where, by the way, I saw it. He rolls his body one time. People, do you know about YouTube? Just isolate that clip. Terrible movies. Seems like a fun guy. Very funny. Anytime I see him in a movie, definitely, is, you know, people could make fun of him and he laughs along with it. And seems cool. I'm going to go Channing because everyone's looking him up.
I love that. I love that. All of that reasoning. But Jessica, did it convince you? Do you want to share an answer again, or do you have another?
No, there's someone in that movie who's in like a Captain America thing that's coming out, but I can't remember the actor's name. And I feel like that's been like talked about a lot, so that he would be at the top of, like, near the top.
I feel like she should get a half point for that. That's a lot of information.
I don't know their name. I just, like, a thing I was reading, and I obviously... No, I'm not going to go Channing Tatum because I haven't heard him doing anything recently. He probably is, but it's not in my... I want to maybe go Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen. I feel like he's everywhere. He could be in that list.
He is everywhere. They're both everywhere.
They are. I'm going to go Jonah Hill because... It's Jonah Hill.
Okay.
And isn't he in I just recently saw a movie, War Dogs?
Yeah, he's in that.
And that's on Netflix, and it's trending. I think Jessica's got something here, because that was a good movie, and I didn't expect it to be. I thought it would be goofier, but it was cool.
He does some good serious acting.
Does anybody want to switch their answers?
No, I'm still going Channing.
Okay. Okay. I'll stick with Jonah Hill.
All right, lock it in. Here we go. This is going to blow your minds.
Oh, no, it's Seth Rogen. Oh, God.
Coming in at number 8 in the list of the cast of this movie, the 21 Jump Street sequel, 22 Jump Street, is Channing Tatum.
Number 8?
I might as well have said Johnny Depp. What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
Retire? What's happening?
Channing.
It's just star-studded. Yeah. That's all. There's some great actors.
Well, here, let me tell you, and you tell me if you think these people are bigger stars than Channing Tatum. Number 7 is Nick Offerman. Coming in at number 6. Jonah Hill.
Oh, wow.
God damn it. Well, they're the stars of the film. Come on, movie.
Wow.
But listen to these other rockets they have to compete with. Number 5 is Anna Faris, who appears uncredited.
Oh, wow. Oh. Uncredited.
Yeah, sneaky. Number 4, Queen Latifah, whose show The Equalizer is currently the number one show on network television.
Also,
she's been in the top 3. That's crazy.
And she's a queen. I feel like I was wrong here. So I apologize to the queen.
Number 3, this is going to sting.
Seth Rogen.
It's Seth Rogen, and he's uncredited. He's not even.
He's not credited.
He doesn't even have a credit in it.
That's.
But you still sense that he'd be there.
God.
And number two is Peter Stormare, great character actor. He was the guy that put Buscemi in the ice crushing machine or whatever that thing is that destroys him in Fargo. And then number one, you were barking up the right tree, Jessica. I think Wyatt Russell is in something. And he's also, of course, related to Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Nepotism.
He's one of their he's one of their bastard children, because I think they never got married.
Wow. Look at all these successful bastard children.
Yeah, just look at them go. All right, we got to get through this. We got just a couple of minutes left before we got to go. So you each have 2 points.
Wow.
So I'm going to insist that you each pick a different name on this next one, and I feel like somebody's going to win.
It's a dead heat.
Here we go.
Mostly dead.
It's nominated for a shit ton of Oscars, and it's fun to say, Mank.
What?
I'm going to tell you everybody that's in Mank, and each of you are going to pick somebody.
Love it.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Thank you for giving up on us. We all appreciate it, including the listening audience.
It's still a fun guessing game.
Yeah, totally.
The listeners are like, oh, come on.
We're giving you guys a chance to answer. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I don't know where anybody would get the impression that I've got movie experts coming on here. but this movie, of course, Gary Oldman got nominated for Best Actor, and Amanda Seyfried got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and also appearing are Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins, and the gentleman who plays, who does he play in the movie? He plays some big rich guy, Hearst. The guy who plays Randolph Hearst is Charles Dance.
Okay.
So pick from those. In fact, don't worry about Charles Dance. Just pick between Gary Oldman, Amanda Seyfried, and Lily Collins, and Jessica gets to pick first.
Okay. I'm going to go Lily Collins, because isn't she... Is she Emily in Emily in Paris?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say it. I know everyone's in Paris, but I heard it.
Emily in Paris. Yeah, in Paris. It's supposed to rhyme.
So I feel like that's a hot movie right now.
Mm-hmm. A TV series, but okay.
TV series.
It got picked up for a second season. It got Golden Globe nominations it didn't deserve. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how they work. Yeah. The Globe, how they work. You just
Money. Which one do you like, Hamada?
I'm going to go with Amanda, because I feel like they're not searching for Oldman because they know what he's doing. So maybe Amanda, girl power?
I mean, I don't even know how subtle the difference is on this chart. You know, like if it's, you know, thousands of less searches or, you know, just one less search. But it does seem like... people that are in the news really tend to rise to the top of the list, like especially when somebody gets fired from something or something. So due to her Oscar nomination and no doubt some other things that are going on. I should say Gary Oldman's number three. And then coming in at number two is Amanda Seyfried. Uh-oh. Yeah. And number one is Lily Collins.
Oh, shit.
So congratulations.
I've really backed myself into a corner again.
To Jessica Michelle Singleton, winning again, despite all odds. And invited back next Sunday. Can you come back next Sunday?
I can be here next Sunday. I can absolutely do that.
Oh, that's fantastic. We will see you next Sunday. But what a charming champion we've had. What a great return visit. From Hemda, and
thank you.
Say hi to Keith.
Together.
Is Keith? Is he going to be really jealous of you coming on here without him?
Of course, as he should be.
Yes, yeah, so definitely tell him. Definitely tell him there was a third spot. He could have been here.
he should have done better last time. Also, next time I'm coming anyway, but I'm going to just be giving the wrong answer to whoever Jessica's going against.
Yes.
And like secretly feeding him the wrong answers because Jessica, congratulations. You suck less than me.
It is just a fluke, but I'll take it. I'm running with the flukes are keeping me alive.
All right. Well, we'll see you again, next Sunday, Jessica Michelle Singleton. But what would you like to plug before we go?
Before we go, my podcast is coming back from hiatus in about a week. Two Filthy Nerds. I co-host it. We're going to be diving into Indiana Jones. It will surprise no one listening. I have not seen any of the Indiana Jones movies. So I'll be watching those for the first time with my roommate / co-host too. Well, no, I'm moving out, but she's a huge fan. And then we're going straight into Marvel. And also I released a country song and that's not a joke. I just made a country song during quarantine. So that's out wherever you listen to music. It's called Now I Need Whiskey. So if you like honky tonk music, it's like, oh, of course the country music girl didn't know the answers, but go get it.
Fantastic. We'll see you next Sunday. Everybody check out Keith and the Girl podcast. It's just historic. Is that the right word for it?
Historically hilarious.
Yeah. Also, and just the first.
Also, yeah, Keith and the Girls on every podcast, and we're putting up on YouTube the Silent Trailers game show that you and Keith did against each other. So if they want to look up Keith and the Girl on all platforms, but on YouTube, we'll have that battle.
Yeah, it's always so much fun trying to guess what you're talking about. It's like when you're the kind of film nerd that I am and that Keith is, you spend your whole life like overhearing conversations in restaurants where people can't think of the name of a movie or a person and you just know it and you have to sit there and decide whether or not you're just going to, you know, yell it at them or just let them suffer. And so to play a game where, you know, because I mean, Keith knows you, so he knows he gets probably some clues based off of just, you know, being around you a lot, but it still just comes down to just when you say random things about the movie, just if I can just piece together, it's so fun trying to figure out what movie has those elements and also what trailer, because movie buffs also remember trailers. So like sometimes you'll describe something in a trailer that I'll go, oh, I know that what that is because I saw the trailer so many times.
You were really, really good as we expected. Yeah. There's not many people who could make Keith that nervous playing that game. And you definitely did.
Well, I had a blast doing it. So I'll come back and do it anytime.
Excellent.
RushTix.com is where you can go to get tickets to my live event on April 20th at 4:20 Pacific time. $10 gets you in lots of comics and pot smoking and trivia, all the things that I do in one big show. Thanks again to Jessica Michelle Singleton and Hamda.
As always,
oh, you're welcome. As always, yippee!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.